So basically, if you want to create a merchandise web page, maybe also consider, because I could see that being taxing, like, on these people and trying to ship it, and costly. I don't know how shipping works. But also maybe consider just provide opportunities within that website of what you can get and opportunities of when you can come out and personally buy it. That might be enough.
Okay. Well, Karen, she's the one that seems to think that it's okay that she's willing to do that. They know they're not here full time, but they come and go. And she has a key, so whenever she comes by, she can go in and get her merchandise. She might even decide to keep some of it at the house, for the
shipping from wherever it is.
Right. And shipping should be charged in addition when you order it like that. People expect when they order something that their shipping charges are attached. So shipping wouldn't be an additional expense, but if she's willing to do it and try it.
Unless they're spoiled by Amazon.
Unless they're spoiled by Amazon. They're still well.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, right. Well, if they want to pay us $100, they can order everything they want. We'll ship it for free.
No, we just buy a drone.
One thing is sort of kind of on the same page, but if she's got a key and she can come in and get that merchandise, let's move those boxes down.
Well, she has a tall husband.
Yeah, but if the husband isn't here, I can see her trying to stand on a chair and get those boxes down and getting hurt.
Right.
Let's move those boxes down where she can get
The ones on the top, I think, are empty.
Verify.
Yeah. But
two times ago, we sort of shuffled stuff around and moved the heavy stuff on the bottom and some other stuff on top. So I know we looked at that already.
Right.
Okay.
When my wife and her were doing it 2 months ago.
Okay,
so
last Saturday when we were getting the merchandise down, Bill had to come in.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a big box up there.
Yeah, there was a big box up there. We need to mark the box as what's in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's the merchandise.
This is for my wife. I was a teacher for 36 years, and the way she silenced the crowd and the kids when she wanted to talk to them was she didn't say anything for 30 seconds, and then the group would shut up. And then she also complained about the sound system.
Oh, yes.
It just wasn't good.
That was my fault.
That wasn't it's not fault. It's just we were talking, and the sound system was, and I thought the whole presentation was really important to hear. But it was just kind of disappointing.
When I decided, I have the sound system to use. I have the speakers. We have everything ready to go to do that.
Yeah.
I just didn't put it up.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
Sorry. We won't do that again because it was that band usually has the speakers and they didn't. So, but we have three great speakers that we can blast everybody out of there with. And that was not good. Okay. Old business. Firefighter appreciation follow-up. We just did that. Fall newsletter. I'm going to write. I'm going to talk to Greg and Lonnie. She's been taking pictures. She didn't come to the firefighter appreciation day, but I don't know if there's pictures there that we could get to her. Do you know anybody that took a bunch of pictures?
Not.
Okay. Me either. So there will be pictures that some people took, I hope. And we'll try to get that out about early next month, first week or so of November, because that'll give them the November, December to generate. One of the things that's going to be difficult to do is capture all these new people that have come, because she does not get a new list. It's for this list, because we get one free list and we get it in April, and March, April. And so we have to depend on people like that have given us their name and address and to add the new people to it. But it is on the website, so they can see it on the website too. But to get it out, and then who wants to write an article for it? You're going to write, right? Should we have a different box for winter preparations, to put in there in addition to what you say? I can weave it into something that I do, and so we get
like that. There is something already.
There is
that's templated for that. So I mean, I'm not sure, in terms of layout, I don't really have an opinion of what's best.
Yeah.
I can, give a couple of bullet points, and if you want to editorially do something with that in addition to a little letter, that's fine.
So you're going to address it in your remarks too.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Steve.
I'll do the treasurer's report.
Okay, do you want to do something for this as a secretary, Ed, or?
Yeah, I could just put together a paragraph and just.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have 2 or 3 pages. Well, I get it started. I don't know. I want to do something on the Sunday school. The Sunday school has said they have an article this time. I just talked to them on the road as I was coming in. They were out walking. They have an article written to put it in. A lot of people don't realize that they have this church service. I mean, they see the Sunday school road. They just don't understand. There's a lot of church-going people that are going home on the weekends, on Saturday night, to go to their home church. And this could be an appropriate place for them to go. So, because I've had several people ask if there's church services locally. And so I'm going to include something in my thing about the Sunday school. And they're going to put a little blurb in, too. That's okay.
When would you need to have our draft?
I think in the next couple, by the 1st of November, the third week in October. So they have some time to work with it. And that includes you, Lauren, and your WCAA. They didn't get anything in the last newsletter. You had your Firewise stuff in there. Well, we would like to see something from you, if you don't mind, if you want to put something about the Firewise in it, too, to include all that stuff that's going on.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
What, do we know how many hits our website
gets? I don't know if you have a hit on that or not. I don't know.
Account. I'm just curious if a lot of people access that.
I think that there are, but we can ask him, you know, what the what the traffic is. If I get an answer, I'll send it out. Okay, because we have talked about revamping the website. You know, it's been continued on in the form that was generated way back, maybe when Becky Cervantes even. I'm not sure. And it's messy behind the scenes, you know, getting everything all... You know, it's not clean back there. I know when Steve Dvorak did it, he had a hell of a time getting it all, you know, kind of sorted out. I don't know what Chris is doing with it. I know Joyce, my daughter, she wants it. It's difficult to read some of the pages because of the dark background and the red lettering and that sort of thing. So we want to do that change. And Chris said that he was going to work on that this winter to try to, you know, do something to clean it up. And that way, you know, we can do some, make it easier to do some of the things like add this merchandise stuff. Okay. New business winter preparations, we've already talked about that a little bit, I think. Some kind of informational stuff like Roger was mentioning, sweep your chimneys, you know, make sure your electric, if you have sparks when you plug something in, you know, do
unplug it.
The wires get hot.
Space heaters unplugged if you're not in the room. Kind of common sense.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. And
that'll be published in the newsletter.
In the newsletter, and there's always a reminder to get a to have fire extinguishers and smoke detectors and that sort of thing. But that becomes the part that you don't really read. You see it the same way. So they put little pictures around it. So they've done a good job. They being Greg and Lonnie about making that stand out a little bit.
Is there do we address CO detectors also?
I think they're both in there, yeah.
Okay. I don't remember seeing that.
Especially with fireplaces gone.
Yeah.
Well, if your house is as leaky as mine, you don't worry about it. Okay. Community announcements, Firewise. You got anything from Firewise, WCAA? You're going to have your annual meeting this afternoon, I guess?
WCA has their annual meeting this afternoon, which is the election of officers. It's also going to be a potluck. Next Saturday at the firehouse here is the chili dinner. Their annual chili dinner. There will be a band and dancing.
What time is that?
What time is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's either 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock.
Okay. Here.
I don't remember. In the evening until
Peter's
out. Okay. Is that a potluck or is that a...
That is a potluck.
Okay.
As well.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a... Not, you have to give it a... You have to have a reservation. They want you to have a reservation.
We want to have a reservation so we know how much chili to supply.
Okay. Anything else?
As far as fire-wise, there's a couple of things. Powers meeting yesterday, or Saturday, Thursday, I'm sorry. USA representatives were there, USAA insurance. They are now offering discounts for homeowners insurance in FireWise communities. They're the only insurance company that is doing this at this time. I don't know how large the discount is. I don't imagine it's over 5%. Also, APS announced they've got a program going on. You're probably going to see them around Walker, creating defensible space around poles.
They were at my house.
Mine too.
Have they already been there?
Yep. They put a tag.
They're going to be selective, just selecting poles that have apparatus on them. The inline poles, you know, they don't have anything but just the hanger. They're not going to address those, but the others are going to create a 10-foot defensible space around.
Transformers and things like that. Yeah,
transformers,
yeah.
Down guys.
He walked in my line with me and just said, I'm going to do this. So I try and go at it.
Yeah, they've been out there and talked to me, told me they're coming up. It's supposed to be in September. They haven't been there yet, but it includes pine needles around the pole, everything else. So he said that, and me being me, I went out and cut down a little brush around it and raked all the pine needles up just to get it away. But,
not a bad idea anyway. Anything else, Mark?
Carpet.
The state crews are due back within the next couple of weeks. I can't tell you exactly when. They've got a little bit more to do around his place, some more to do around Terry's place up on Big Bug Mesa, and they've got one other 2-acre parcel, Team Rubicon, we're working on getting them here in mid-November. They've got a group of people who are trained at the Fire Academy on chainsaws. They need practice. So they're looking for places they can practice chainsawing. We've got one individual who probably is limited as far as her ability to hire contractors, get bids, and I don't even know, maybe she can't even pay for it. I don't know. She's given us permission to mitigate her acre and 3/4.
I got a question. Will they remove the material?
Team Rubicon?
Yeah, if they drop a tree.
Yeah, they're going to drop the tree. They're going to cut it up. One of the contractors who's going to be working with them is Helping Hands, who I'm sure is going to take all the firewood. And he's got two chippers that he can donate for that, too. So it'll be a complete mitigation at no cost to the individual. And there's another lot where there's just a couple of trees. That
are these the state prisoners?
No, this is Team Rubicon. Team Rubicon are veterans, military veterans, who volunteer for disasters. So in a disaster, such as a hurricane or a tornado, there's going to be trees down that need to be cut up. So they've been trained, this group has been trained on chainsaws so that they can provide that service in a disaster. And now they've had their training, so this is just some practice for them.
Okay, thanks, Lauren. I didn't mean to say, are you finished?
I've only got one more
call. Okay, sorry.
Both our grants are coming to a close at the end of this year. We don't have a new grant yet. It's in the hopper. We're waiting for the grant comp down in Phoenix to approve our final plan. We've got $4,700 left between the two grants, and I've got about 8 properties that are being people are racing to get bids on right now. So we'll go through that pretty fast.
Anything up in the potato patch?
I'm sorry?
You got stuff going on in the potato patch?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I have an assessment in the potato patch.
Okay, good. I'm glad that they're coming.
I have about three or four jobs going up there right
now. Okay.
just finished about three jobs this year.
Okay. Any else?
That's it.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks.
Yeah, so what's with the tree here? Any update on that?
Nope.
Okay.
He said he'd just take care of it.
They'll deal with it when they deal with it.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the county, right?
You know, that's the county. Yeah, we don't have to worry
sometimes
about it.
So. Right.
Yeah, if it falls down across the road, you know, they have to come and fix it. Okay. Do you have a motion to adjourn? Unless you have anything else to say? Ed, anything else?
Nope.
Steve?
Nope. Dan?
Rudy?
Nope.
Nope.
Make the motion.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Trapisky moves that we adjourn. It's 10:59. There's Dan.
Big one.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.